This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you look at both the Mets and the Yankees with where they're at, we know the standings. We've gone over it by now. Where they stand at the All-Star break, now coming out of the All-Star break, obviously tonight you just heard CeeLo with the details right there. The Yankees in Atlanta, Mets at home against Cincinnati. Yankees got 66 games to go. Mets have 65. Like, this is not half the season. This is not, okay, well, let's see what's going on here. No, this is pedal to the metal time. This is less than now 2 weeks to the trade deadline time. This is you want to win a division, time to strap on and go get it time. So there is no, you know, where the beginning of the season there could be, and BT used this word the other day, I usually say evaluation mode, the experimental phase. And I thought it was great last week. Where a lot of these teams early on in the season with the experimental phases in maybe April or May and maybe even parts of June. Heck, maybe even parts of July. Well, now, no more experimental phase. No more evaluation phase. They better know, both the Mets and Yankees, what they have and what they need and what has to be done to go out there and win. We always talk about expectations versus results is how we judge teams and their seasons. Well, the expectations for both teams were through the roof. And while the expectations for the Mets might not have been to win the division, it's such an easy out. Like, oh, you don't need to win the division. You just got to get in. You just got to be playing hot at the right time. That's such an easy out for me. The Mets still were expected to be one of the better teams in Major League Baseball. The Yankees, I think the expectations every year is that they're going to win the division and be one of the better teams in all of Major League Baseball. Well, both teams so far, you know, they haven't disappointed yet. I mean, they have had disappointing stretches. The Mets just coming off the bad stretch, but they were able to, you know, hold off that, take on water, but weather the storm and maintain their spot within the division right there, just a half game back of the Phillies with 65 to go. And with the Yankees, okay, you know, they got knocked out of first place by the Blue Jays. It happens throughout the course of a long season. They're just two games back. But both these teams still have the possibility and the potential and the likelihood in front of them to live up to the expectations. But before we get to the season expectations, it is the trade deadline expectations. And that's going to be the focal point. It'll be today, you know, when we're not talking about David Wright, he'll have his number retired tomorrow. And it'll be all next week. And then the week after. And I would anticipate moves starting to happen sooner than later. Because once you get down to this now, you know, 13-day window, I wouldn't think the Diamondbacks, for example, are still evaluating whether they want to be buyers or sellers. I'm pretty sure the decision is made. I doubt that the next 5 to 10 days is going to change anything. And I'm just bringing up the Diamondbacks because obviously they have a lot of pieces that people were saying, you know, could, whether it's Suarez, whether it's Gallen, Kelly, whatever. Diamondbacks have at least a few guys that have been mentioned quite a bit as far as trade possibilities go. I think teams now, instead of, we don't know, we'll see where we are at the break, but teams now got to know. I mean, you've got a little over a third of the season to go. You better know where you're at. And I believe both the Mets and Yankees know where they're at. I still just, like we were talking about yesterday to start the show, I still just don't know how all in. You know, Brian Cashman talks a good game, and the Yankees are usually more aggressive than others, but how all in are they going to be? Trading with, you know, parting with prospects for the bigger trade, parting with the bigger prospects, or taking on salary to get better players back. There are two ways to do it. And the Yankees, while they've been aggressive, more aggressive than most, that's what Cashman has been, period. There is no wow this year that he's old. Cashman's always wheeling and dealing. But sometimes falls just short of really going all in. You know, I could have this conversation as I did with BT. Oh, you want Ramirez? Jose Ramirez? Yeah, yeah, I love him. I do whatever for him. All right, did you give up Lombard? No, I'm not doing that. Well, I mean, that's not all in. You want the player, you got to give up. It's got to hurt you. You got to have a little pain there. And Cashman has tried to avoid having that pain. We've referenced the examples going back to Volpe or even last year with Spencer Jones. But that would be my only question mark with the Yankees. I know they're going to improve the ball club. Do I trust that they're going to get the right piece? And do I trust that they're really going to go all in, sacrifice maybe a bit of the future for the now? They've been trying to thread the needle, and it hasn't worked so far. So are they going to continue to thread the needle or just say, screw it, we're going all in? And then will it be the right move? I don't love the idea of Suarez for them. Maybe they do love it. I would bet that with all his home runs and strikeouts, he's a perfect fit for what Brian Cashman is looking to do. Just try to bludgeon you to death and hope that one of these years in the postseason, it works. And as far as the Mets are concerned, we know, the one thing that we know about the Mets, this is for sure, that Steve Cohen, I shouldn't say doesn't care about cutting the checks. I'm sure everybody cares. I don't care how many billions you have. It's still, you still care to a certain extent. But we know, and Steve Cohen has said it. Hey, if I believe that there could be a difference-making move that's going to make us better and try to go win a championship, I'm going to do it. And I would think even more so now in year five when he himself put that, well, I think about five years for the championship. We call him a king now. Imagine if Steve Cohen could actually deliver a championship in that window that he said. So he wants it more than most. You think you as Mets fans want a World Series? I guarantee you that if there is somebody on this planet Earth that wants a World Series win for the New York Mets more than anybody, it is Steve Cohen. Because he's got his words. And then he could have the last laugh. Where he started to maybe get away with, you know, away from that, well, I said, you know, 3 to 5 years, whatever. And then people started to get on about the five-year window. He's saying, well, I wasn't being literal. But what a dunk that would be if he could deliver the championship. So I don't believe Steve Cohen is going to leave any stone unturned. But I'm not so sure about David Stearns and the type of players that he's going to want to bring in. Cedric Mullins, to me, is a, while he's an upgrade, that's not enough in center field. That's not a difference-making enough move for the Mets in their lineup. Now, I mean, they have the luxury of having Alvarez potentially come back. It's just like a big trade, getting Alvarez back. I hate when people say that. I don't even like saying it myself. But either way, they're relying on Alvarez to come back or Vientos to get hot. And maybe they feel like they don't need a big bat. I don't know. I don't know their thinking. But, you know, some of the rumors about the position players for the Mets have not been as sexy as the ones for the Yankees. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not right. Sexy isn't always best when it comes to baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The sexy moves aren't always the right one when it comes to baseball. But still, it's got to be better than Cedric Mullins for me if you're trying to upgrade center field. Solid, not enough. And obviously the Mets need much more than that. Is Stearns going to go big game hunting? Or is it going to be Phil Maton, Ryan Stanek types? Are they going to get a top-end bullpen arm? A high-leverage bullpen arm? Or is it going to be, well, we like the value in this guy and we could turn him into something better than what he's been? I don't think this is the time to play around. You want to do that with Griffin Canning in the offseason, or go pick somebody who you think... Now, different story with, let's say, Zach Gallen, because Zach Gallen has been proven to be a good pitcher before, having a bad year. You could get him at a good value and he could strengthen that rotation, the depth of that rotation, and maybe you could get more out of him than what the Diamondbacks are getting out of him now. That is a different story. As far as the bullpen goes, I think the Mets need, no doubt about it, high leverage guys. Not to mention, they could use a legitimate center fielder. Who that is, I don't know. Hey, get creative. You know the rosters. You know, I'm talking to Stearns. You know the rosters. You know the players that are going to be available. You know what you have to give up. Go make something crazy happen. We always kind of fall into the, well, okay, these are the names that are out there. Suarez, Mullins, Gallen, whatever. And we don't really, I mean, I know there are a bunch of others. I'm not going to list the whole thing, but those are the main focal points. Like, you hear the one sexy name, the one shiny toy, and you focus on that. But who's to say that trades can't happen out of nowhere? Sexy, splashy trades, or sound, solid, splashy trades. And maybe it's time for Stearns in the Mets front office to get creative and aggressive in ways where we haven't seen in recent years. I'm talking about good surprise, not like Darren Ruff, Daniel Vogelback surprise. That was a bad surprise. But that's what it's going to be about here. Hey, let's not pretend that there's plenty of runway, plenty of wiggle room. These teams better come out of the gate hot. Yankees have a more daunting schedule than the Mets do out of the gate. It's not like Cincinnati's bad. But the Yankees, you know, who are down two games, obviously, in that division, two games is nothing. They can make it up. It's not a big deal. But their schedule coming out of the break here, you know, this is not just there's, you know, the half the season to go. No, not at all. At Atlanta for three, not going to be easy. Spencer Strider on the mound tonight. And then they got three at Toronto. I mean, that's going to be an early second half, whatever, final third of the season series. Now he's got to get some payback on the Jays. And then the Phillies come to town. The Rays come to town. Like, Yankees are going to be tested here right out of the gate. This is before the deadline. Yankees going to be tested. This is a big week or so for the Yankees. Like we were saying with the Mets schedule, it's not as daunting as it is with the Yankees, or as challenging maybe out of the gate. But still, for them, you don't want to have a fall off. You want to pick up right where they left off, taking two out of three from Kansas City and playing better baseball in the last week or so leading up to, you know, where the Mets got to at the All-Star break. They got Cincinnati, obviously, for these three, the David Wright weekend, the big deal. Then the Angels come to town, and then they have a West Coast trip, which is never easy. Giants and Padres ahead of the trade deadline. So it's go time. No more time to mess around and evaluate and experience. They had their fun. They were on the break, whether they were at the All-Star game or enjoying some time with their families. 66 games to go for the Yanks. 65 games to go for the Mets, and what is a season where both have World Series aspirations.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
No more time to mess around. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan. BT on vacation. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We've been having guests all week long on this All-Star Week and David Wright Week and all that stuff with the festivities. We will continue that today, and it will culminate with the captain himself coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, I believe 1:10 exactly, but the 1 o'clock hour, we'll have David Wright. Ahead of that, we'll have one of his BFFs, Josh Satin, coming in studio to hang out at 11 o'clock, and then Daniel Murphy will join us at 12. Right now, it's me and you talking trade deadline, talking second half, or, you know, final third, Mets and Yanks. Larry is in Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Larry?
What's up, Sal? You know I love you. I love busting your chops. You're the best, Sal.
We appreciate it. Go ahead.
Thank you. Dude, you just got the best player in baseball off of my team, damn it. And you want more? You sound like a Yankee fan.
Now, okay.
What's going on, man?
Larry. I mean, the expectations have raised. And for the record, for those of you who are listening and are very sensitive to me saying Soto or Juan Soto's name, I didn't bring it up. Larry, you brought it up today. Don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, because it hurts me, dude.
I get it, but you got to get over it. Look, and Larry, yes, I do want more. Don't you? You're a Yankee fan. You've experienced all those championships. You still want more, right?
Well, of course, to help my team win a World Series, of course. All right, Sal, let me ask you. Mm. Who would you get if you had to open checkbook?
For the Mets,
you know?
You're talking
who
about?
Who would you get?
For the Mets.
For your Mets.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Larry, and thank you for the call. And I know what you're saying. Like, and that's why I didn't go nuts in the offseason after Soto. Like, whatever happened after that, even with Alonso, I didn't care because they got Soto. That was the big fish that I wanted. And you can't be, like, you can't always just be, yeah, go get this guy and go get that guy. But we're not talking about making major moves. We're talking about fine-tuning and putting the finishing touches on rosters in both the Mets and Yankees case that clearly need some help to complete what hopefully should be a World Series team for each of them. So I don't know how you could look at the Mets and say, well, yeah, they don't need more. Forget about want. It's not about want. It's they need more. Maybe my want is a little bit more than Cedric Mullins in center field. My priority, to answer your question directly, Larry, my priority would be high leverage bullpen arms because I am looking to October right now. Maybe that's like I shouldn't be looking at October. I believe the Mets are going to be playing in the postseason this year. And not only to help get you there would a high leverage bullpen arm be beneficial, but once you get there, like if I have to, I'll live with Cedric Mullins. I can't live with another Phil Maton, Ryan Stanek bullpen acquisition. Like they need at least one and probably two high leverage bullpen arms to complement Edwin Diaz and Brooks Raley when he comes back to help them get through the gauntlet of the postseason. That to me is the number one need for the Mets. You could actually argue the same thing for the Yankees. I know people are going to look at third base. Yeah, the Yanks could hit their way into the postseason now and pitch their way. They're fine with that. But the difference in the postseason with the Yankees is going to be, will that offense be successful, specifically Judge, but also the others helping him out? Will the offense that can be bullies at times in the regular season transfer into the postseason? And too many times we haven't seen that be the case. Even last year. And obviously they're minus Juan Soto, but are they more balanced? Are they more well-rounded? That's why when I say I want a third baseman for the Yanks, I don't want Suarez, because to me he's not balanced. He's more of the same. Power, swing and miss. Power, swing and miss. I want more, put the ball in play, higher average, great defensive player. I think that'll help the Yankees win more games in the postseason. Yankees, no doubt about it, need a bullpen arm. I don't know if they need a high leverage guy because remember, Luke Weaver at his peak is a high leverage guy. Devin Williams is, so they already have two. I know Weaver hasn't had a great year, but you have to trust that to some degree he's going to get that back. Wouldn't hurt to add another high leverage guy. You know, it's crazy. We say that both teams are in decent spots, but both teams also have major needs. I don't think big, you know, meaning they don't need superstar players, but they have multiple areas to address. Bullpen, each team could use a starter. Yankees don't need a top starter. Mets, you could argue, might want a top starter, but both teams need at least a depth starting pitcher or could use, maybe needs a little strong, could use a depth starting pitcher. And the Mets need a center fielder. The Yankees need a third baseman. Joe is in Clark, New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Sal?
How are you, Joe?
What's going on? Good. By the way, a great interview yesterday with Torrey, man. You did a good job with that interview.
Thank you. Very good. It was very fun talking to a lot of those guys. Joe was great. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Couple things. Look, I have reservations as far as what Stearns is going to do. I know he's been great with the reclamation guys as far as bringing in a big – I agree with you. I think we need two bullpen arms and one big bat. It's preferably a right-handed bat to put in that lineup. I'm okay with the starters right now, the way that you know those five guys are set. We're going to get McGill back down the line as far as depth is concerned. So I'm okay with that. Two good bullpen arms, a strong right-handed bat. Somehow you want to say third base, you want to say center field. Mullins doesn't really do it for me, but if they can find a right-handed bat to put in that lineup, I mean, that's at this point. Another thing, too, Sal, you know, the thing about having Cohen as an owner was that we could always pick up a contract that other teams maybe couldn't because of the money, as far as not having to trade away all our prospects, but we could pick up the contract where, you know, a team just wants to dump it. So that's something else to keep your eye on.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a little, I'm not going to lie to you, Sal. Right now, I wish Cashman or Dombrowski or one of those guys was my GM as far as making trades.
Well, see,
I know they're aggressive.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to trust Joe, and we're going to learn right now. And thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. Right now, we don't know David Stearns to be aggressive or go big game hunting. I don't even know how much you want to Juan Soto, to be honest with you. I mean, I know he knows he's a great player, but would David Stearns advise giving a 15-year, $765 million contract out? Probably not. And I'm sure there are a lot of front office people who wouldn't advise that. But that's what it costs to get Juan Soto, so owner approved it. But is Stearns going to be, because it's going to be a combination of what Stearns and his front office would want and what Cohen will allow. And I believe Cohen will allow pretty much anything, which to, I don't know that, I believe that, which to me would want Stearns, I would want to see Stearns be aggressive and creative. Hey, here's where we can solidify the starting rotation. Let's go get Luis Severino, take on his money. Check one. Then go maybe trade prospects for bullpen help. Check two. Then maybe a little combo of Bolt to get help in center field or third base. I mean, obviously they need a center fielder. To me, they need a big league center fielder. But I just, Cedric Mullins is not enough. He's better than what they have. He's an actual center fielder. They don't have one. But he's just not enough. Hey, time to get creative and aggressive. Both these guys. But you're right. The difference is we've seen Cashman do it. But even that isn't aggressive enough. We'll continue with your calls here. We'll have Josh Satin, one of David Wright's BFFs. We'll have him in studio at 11 o'clock. David will join us in the 1 o'clock hour. Daniel Murphy at 12, which will finish up here a guest-heavy week. Hoffman, I'm putting you to work this week. Although I do have a bone to pick with you. You know what it is?
I'm sure I know what it is.
What is it? Go ahead. Take a guess. Because there's probably multiple, but this is where, like, I'm thinking one thing, and then you're going to maybe say more, and then it's going to remind me.
Well, I don't want to set, okay, yeah. I'm not going to set myself up. No, I'm not doing that now.
Yeah, you want to take a guess what it is?
It's probably something with a guest list, with the security list.
No, nothing to do with the security list.
Okay, good. Oh, good.
Why, no. You didn't, because you didn't put Josh Satin on the security
list? I forgot to do that, yeah.
Just do it now, so you make sure there's no problems when he comes in 20 minutes. Yeah. Poor guy, he's like, you want me there at 10:40? Anyway, no, that's not it. My issue is that I told you yesterday not to post pictures below the waist. And you, like, you're not a photographer. You're not Ken Griffey Jr. or Howard Stern. What are you doing? I'm trying to do the interview yesterday and do the show. There's enough stress as it is that comes along with that, all the different guests that we're meeting and celebrities and all that. And I get home and I see a picture that you took when I'm sitting there interviewing Joe Torre, which is showing my side fat, and it's got, you know, I'm sitting down. I'm overweight, all right? I admit it. Myers called me, you know, he said BT was more svelte. He thought he could kick my ass in the wrestling ring. All right, I understand it. It's out there. I haven't been able to go to the gym with my new schedule. And I was thinking about this. Maybe that's one benefit to when Craigie comes back. I get booted back to the overnights. Hey, I can go to the gym at least. But anyway, since this new schedule 2 years ago, I have not been able to go to the gym. I can't get up at 6 a.m. and do it consistently. Not yet. Next week, maybe a little reset. But all right, so I got the belly going. And I'm not proud of it. You know, I want to look nice in these shirts. You know, you want your chest up, your arms up. But Hoff, the one thing I said was just take the picture straight on and waist up. Like, it still shows belly, but not as much. When I am sitting down from a side angle, you can see the gut. You got Joe Torre there and me. Take many pictures you want. Not like that. What made you think you could take that picture and post it?
Well, first of all, what's the first thing you said to me? You go, you're not a photographer. Exactly. You nailed it. I'm like my grandmother. My grandmother, this is before digital cameras. She would, everyone would get together, and before you could even say smile, she had already taken pictures with the Polaroid cameras or whatever it is. I just pressed the button. That's all I do. I take a thousand of them.
But then why take liberties? Like, all the pics that you sent me afterward, they were fine. Head on, normal shots, good to go. Like, I didn't look in great shape, but whatever. A side shot when I'm sitting with a shirt that's snugging up against my belly.
Let's break down the third wall here. It's not my fault. It's the digital. It's digital's fault.
You sent him a picture. What do you mean?
Again, I am notorious for, maybe it's my
you
wife.
Walk, I saw you.
No, but here's the thing. I'm going to put this on my wife here. I'm going to put this on my wife. I think you know the same feeling too. You can't just take one picture because you got to take 1,000 because you never know which one everyone's going to be happy with. So I took 1,000 and then I sent digital 1,000 and they picked the best one.
Oh, that's what they did. Who did it? Gallo? Who took that? I'm doing the interview. You're doing a photo shoot. I'm like, good God, what's going on here? If anything, take a picture of Joe Torre. Nobody wants to see me.
I did take pictures of Joe
as well. The side profile was, you got Joe Torre's back and my belly fat. And I'm, you know, it's weird because it put it all together when I got home and saw it last night. As I'm doing the show and doing the interview, like, I could see you out of my peripheral vision. And I'm like, what the hell is he doing? You're holding the phone. You're like, oh, yeah, girl, baby, girl. Like, Austin freaking Powers taking pictures around
us. And I was filming, too. I had some good filming moments where I was doing some close-ups of Joe and some Willie Randolph. It was good. Listen, I was feeling it yesterday. I don't know if you guys were feeling it.
Yeah, you were feeling it. I was feeling it until I was feeling fat. And then I went home, and this is what makes it worse. And now here's what I'll throw my wife under the bus. Now, I did not eat yesterday. I had a protein bar. And she's like, well, how can you not eat? And the food there is so good. I've had it before. It looks so great. Hoff was stuffing his face. What'd you have, an omelet and a bagel?
An omelet, bagel, and they even had pancakes.
Okay, so there you go. So you took advantage of the great cuisine that they provided us yesterday at the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation in Sleepy Hollow. Now, I couldn't do that, A, because I usually don't like eating a lot either before or during a show. B, because I'm actually doing the show. So my wife's like, well, how come you didn't eat? I'm like, no, they didn't feed you? I'm like, well, no, they did. They had food there, but I couldn't really eat. I was like, you know, Apria, the engineer, ate, Hoff ate. She's like, well, how come those guys could eat and you didn't? I said, because I'm working here. I'm doing a show. I'm talking, I'm interviewing all these guys. Like, there's no time for me to eat an egg omelet and pancakes and sausage. I'm lucky if I got 3 minutes to take a sip of water or go to the bathroom here. So naturally, on the way home, I'm like, God, I'm starving. All I have was a protein bar. Let's go out to eat. Okay, so we go to a healthy spot, whatever, no big deal. And then I want to go home and be done. I'm like, that's all that I'm eating. You know, I had some sweet potato fries, whatever. So panini was relatively healthy for a lunch meal. Stole some of my daughter's, you know, chicken tendies and fries, but whatever. Now, naturally, on the way home, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go home. I'm not eating the rest of this. She goes, yeah, right. Because it was like 4:30. I'm like, no, I'm not. I get a big day tomorrow. We got Jose Reyes, David Wright, Terry Collins in studio at SMI. Like, I can't be feeling gross. But, what does my wife say? Well, after lunch, I thought we'd take Sammy for ice cream. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And do you know why I don't want to do that? It's not because I'm a bad father. It's because I have no freaking willpower. And it wasn't even for Sammy. It was for my wife. She wanted the ice cream. Sammy can have the ice cream at home. Little Dixie cups, the vanilla, that's all she wants anyway. My wife wanted it. And then she goes and gets a little kitty cup, and I go and I'm like, yeah, give me a medium soft serve orange creamsicle. You see what I'm saying? I'm being sabotaged here. My wife is making me fatter. I can't go to the gym because of my schedule, and you're taking pictures of my belly fat and putting them on digital for everybody to see.
First of all, creamsicle was the move?
Oh, dude. Yeah, because I've
been craving. That's the power move for you?
That's not the power move. I like soft. I'm a big soft serve guy. I don't like the. You're not soft serve?
The opposite, dude. Get out of here with that nonsense. And I'm sure you're in a cone, too. Are you a cone guy?
No.
Okay, thank God.
I do like cones, but not the soft serve. To me, the money move is the vanilla chocolate swirl. Like, that's look to the cookie, look to the vanilla chocolate swirl. For me, in a cone, some rainbow sprinkles. But this, I haven't had creamsicle soft serve in forever. We saw it on the boardwalk, but my wife didn't want me to get it. Man, here's the irony. You just made me think of something. She turned me down a couple of weeks ago on vacation, walking the boardwalk in Wildwood in the morning, which, whatever. I mean, I didn't love it necessarily. But I'm like, oh, they have orange soft serve. She goes, you can't have that now. I'm like, why not? Because it's lunchtime. Sammy's got to eat lunch before she has ice cream. But I want ice cream. We're walking the boardwalk at soft serve creamsicle. I haven't had this. Nope. And meanwhile, when I say I don't want to eat it, it's, oh, we got to go anyway. Like, where am I on the totem pole? It's ridiculous. Does anybody care about me, Hoff, including you?
No. No, clearly no. Listen, I care a lot about you, and I apologize. But I was, for the betterment of the show, that picture had to be seen.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to those calls in a little bit. Josh Satin coming in. I'm sure he'll be in great shape and make me feel even worse about myself. Reyes wants me to break out the scale every time I see him at SNY. I got to get back to the gym. Get ready for the start of the second half. I hate even calling it the second half because, like I was saying earlier, it's not a half. There are 66 for the Yankees, 65 for the Mets to play. So, really, it's the final third, a little more than the third of the season. Now, on the morning show this morning, Hoff, I don't know if you heard this. I was alerted to it. I might have been at that point. I was listening, driving in, and then I usually get on the PATH train and come the rest of the way. So I might have missed this, but or it happened before I started listening. Apparently, they were making fun of me for something that took place yesterday at the Joe Torre Foundation. Now, if I ask you, Hoff, you probably didn't listen to the interview that we had, but if I ask you, and Dove, you could participate in this. I don't know if you heard it too. You were busy. When I say the word Hubble, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Dove?
Telescope.
Is that accurate?
Yes.
Hoff?
I think more crumble for some reason. I don't know why.
What?
Like crumble cookie. Hubble cookie, crumble cookie. I don't know.
Okay.
Think
well,
of cookies.
The first word that I guarantee you, oh, maybe I shouldn't guarantee, but.
Don't, by the way.
The majority of the listening audience on WFAN, when they hear Hubble, they think one thing. And that is, in fact, Carl Hubble. That's a fact. So, and I don't know, Hubble Space Telescope, like, what the hell is that?
You're talking to an astronaut. So even if even if you're right that most people would associate the player Carl Hubble versus the telescope.
But the way the story went, Ove, was that I had no idea who Mike Massimino was, and he was the astronaut that joined us yesterday at the Joe Torre Safe at Home tournament there, the golf and tennis tournament. I had no idea who he was. Joe Torre finished up the interview with me. We're taking pictures, and then Mike comes over, and I have no idea who he is. Joe goes, do you know who this guy is? And I'm like, no, should I? And then I'm starting to think, who the hell is he? Is that Shane Spencer, like Jeff Nelson? Which former Yankee? It's not Jim Leritz. So I don't know who it is. And then he tells me, oh, it's Mike Massimino. He fixed the Hubble. He fixed the Hubble, something like that. And I'm trying to process all this at once, and the first thing that's going through my mind is, oh, okay, well, I'm at a Joe Torre event. He's talking about Willie Mays and Hank Aaron. Not talking about space and telescopes and astronaut ships. We're talking about, or whatever you call them, spaceships. Baseball's on my mind, as it normally is. But I'd be lying to you if I said I knew anything about the Hubble telescope. But when he said Hubble, I'm thinking some Carl Hubble thing, and I'm going, uh-huh, uh-huh. And I'm trying to figure out, who the hell is this guy? And why don't I know? And then I learned that he was an astronaut, and we were having a conversation. And that's why I brought it up on the air saying, I got to be honest with you, Mike. I didn't know what Hubble was. That's on me, I guess. But I was thinking Carl Hubble. I guarantee you, Dove, that most of our listening audience also, when they hear Hubble, thinks the pitcher, the former Giants pitcher, not the telescope. Come on.
I have a confession to make.
Yes?
I told him about that conversation.
You told the morning show?
Yeah.
You rat! We've got a rat on our ship! Dove! Come on! So you did then hear it and were like, oh my God.
Correct. But to be fair, you're presenting it that this was something that happened off the air before the conversation. When I heard on the air
right.
was you're having a conversation with an astronaut, knowing it's an astronaut, and then you play dumb as if it's Carl Hubble.
No. So I was being honest, maybe the way that Juan Soto was about loving the money at the All-Star game. I was being honest. I couldn't hold back. The conversation we had off the air had nothing to, in my mind.
The way it sounded on the air was just the first time he said the word Hubble.
Right.
And even though you knew it's an astronaut, you said, you mean Carl Hubble?
Right. Now, I'll be fair again. So we had that conversation off the air. And then I on the air, I just couldn't hold it in. I got to be honest with the listener and with Mike himself and just be like, dude, I have no idea what the hell you do. I mean, astronaut sounds great. I watched Interstellar, The Martian, Armageddon. It's cool. And, I heard about the man on the moon, all those different things. Neil Armstrong, yada, yada, yada. Buzz, Aldrin or something or other. But I had to be honest with him and the audience and admit that when I heard Hubble from Joe Torre, I was thinking Carl Hubble. That was it. And even if I didn't have that conversation and I knew I was talking with an astronaut, Mike Massimino, I'd have no idea what the hell the Hubble Space Telescope is. Who knows the telescope? I'm not an astronaut. I didn't care about that stuff when I was in school. I cared about baseball, basketball. That's why I'm a talk show host. If I cared about that, maybe I would have went and tried to become an astronaut. Although you do have to be smart for that. And obviously, I didn't. That's why I was asking Mike about it. What are the qualifications of it? A, I'd be afraid to do it. B, I'm not book smart enough. C, I just didn't care about it. What's an astro? Oh, that, the mascot that's at the Astrodome. That, to me, would be the extent of it. So I admit, I'm not familiar with it. And with the news recently, I was also getting caught up with, astronauts versus astronomers. You're going to learn the difference there as well. Luis is calling from North Babylon. What's up, Luis?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
What's up? What do you think of when you hear Hubble?
The telescope.
Oh,
every single time.
Come on. Luis, how old are you?
I'm 26. Oh. I went to school every day. Maybe that's why.
No, 26. No, see, you're too young to know. You know who Carl Hubble is?
I do know who Carl Hubble is, yeah.
Yeah, well, then you should be thinking Carl Hubble first. And thank you for the call, Luis. Now you guys are just trying to show me up. Come on. There's no way that the people listening to this show think the Hubble telescope first. Did they even teach us that in school? Was that earth science? When was that? Because I tapped out around, I don't know, what grade did I stop caring? I'm trying to think of the colors of the books. Oh, yeah. Once it went to chemistry level, I was like, no, thanks. I'm good to go. Just qualify for the Regents, the basic Regents exam, and then I'm done. I mean, I care more about history. I'm into that stuff now. Like archaeologists uncovering things. I like reading about that in the Post. There was a good one today. Some king or something, they uncovered his tomb. I think that that's cool. And I'm not saying I don't think outer space is cool. But the Hubble Space Telescope? I'd be lying if I ever heard of that before. Chris is in Milford. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, I just wanted to say the first thing I think of is the Hubble Space Telescope, but that's only because I was at the age in 1990 where it was like a big deal if you were in like grade school then, you know?
Well, I was too, so. But I don't recall it. So your first recollection, now are you familiar with Carl Hubble?
No, not really. I mean, mm-hmm. I've heard the name, but I immediately think of the telescope as soon as I... I also kind of watch like all those History Channel shows and all that crap.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so that's a passion for you a little bit, Chris, and we appreciate the honesty. Thank you for calling. Now, I think it's worse, me, from where I sit, I think it's worse if you don't know about Carl Hubble, especially for what I do. Like, in my world, like, you don't know, you never heard of Carl Hubble? Also, to be fair, and maybe this is skewed in my personal life, my grandfather's brother. So my grandfather grew up a Yankee fan. And his brother, who I grew to know, you know, my father's uncle, my great uncle, who I grew to know, he was a Mets fan when I knew him. But back in the day, before the Mets were there, he was a Giants fan. So much so that his nickname was Hubble. So when I grew up, I had an Uncle Hubble. It wasn't really his name. I think his name was Carmine. I'm not even 100% sure. But his name to me was Uncle Hubble. Oh, Uncle Hub, Uncle Hubble. Well, how did he get his name Uncle Hubble? Because he loved Carl Hubble so much. So at least in my world growing up, Carl Hubble was such a fixture. But he was a big play. I mean, now you're going back to the 50s, of course. But it was a big thing, Carl Hubble. Neil is calling from Freehold, New Jersey. What's up, Neil?
Hey, Sal, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. I am with you 100%.
Thank God, Neil.
I was listening to you. I went right to Carl Hubble, too. I'm 61 years old. I went right to Carl Hubble. Who the heck knows what a Hubble telescope
there
is?
You
not
go,
me.
Neil. Yeah. We're baseball guys. That's right, Neil, and thank you for the call. Whew. I was hoping we'd get one of those before we took a break. Come on. What world are we living in here? This is WFAN. Last I checked, sports radio. I know we got to do guy talk stuff, but it's sports radio. Carl Hubble. Hoff didn't know either. What did you say, Hoff? You talking about Crumble,
like
the cookie spot?
I thought it was like Crumble.
I mean, come on. Send that to the morning show, Dove. Making me like I'm a dummy. By the way, I once had not only Mike Massimino yesterday talking about the astronaut stuff. I once had Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show. Jerry and I had him on the morning show once. He's supposed to be like some smart dude. Right? Isn't he like one of the smartest, what is he, a scientist or something? I forget.
I don't know.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. I was having some frustration with FedEx was supposed to pick up a package from my house a week ago. Like, I didn't set it up. The people that needed to, the company that we bought something for needed to set up and return it. But FedEx wouldn't come pick it up. And then the guy's asking me like, well, what's the number on it? What's this? I'm like, dude, I have no idea. That this is your job. Like, I don't know what's supposed to happen. It's not my job. Do you know about the Mets back end of the bullpen? That I could help you with. What number, what this, what that? Come on, I'm flying blind here. Harry is calling from Tom's River. What's up, Harry?
Hey, Sal, how you doing? Great talking to you. I love your passion.
Thank you.
I got to be honest with you. the second you said Hubble, I'm thinking Major Hubble from The Rock. You know, Alcatraz, Sean Connery and whatnot.
Okay. That's I like it. As long as it's not the telescope, I'm okay with that. I'm not familiar with this, with Major Hubble, though.
It was the guy that played John Glenn in The Right Stuff. He took over Alcatraz.
Also not familiar with it. What year was this movie, Harry?
I don't know. I guess it was the early 90s, 80s.
Oh, okay.
I'm 65, so I know about Carl Hubble and all that, you know.
But the first thing, but the first thing you thought of was this Major Hubble.
Yes.
Okay, well, I appreciate the honesty, Harry. So there's a third Hubble now into the equation. Major Hubble. And like I said, my family, and by the way, Uncle Hubble, he's no longer with us, unfortunately, but he was a huge, huge WFAN listener, and his favorite. Now, take a guess. Dove, this, you'd be qualified to guess this more so than Hav. My Uncle Hubble, for years, an original listener of the fan, was a Giants fan with Carl Hubble, big Mets fan. Who do you think his favorite WFAN personality was?
Steve Sommers.
Hey, you nailed it! You nailed it, Dove!
Well, I only know Carl from Steve, so.
Yeah, well, there you go. Watch with the Hubbles. Wouldn't it be funny if Steve was like, Sal, how do you not know about the telescope? What? Kevin is calling from Jersey Shore. What's up, Kev?
Hey, good morning, Sal. It's definitely a telescope. I'm sorry. It's the Hubble telescope. But more importantly, the interview yesterday with Sandy Alderson, it wasn't just good. It was riveting. I was so sorry when it ended. So whoever, that was a great, great take. And I hope you can get him back on the show. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate you taking the time to check in. It was fun. I'll be honest with you guys about something else. When I first started filling in on shows, yeah, this is going back years ago, I was always afraid. I felt like a real weakness of mine was interviews. And I don't know why that is. Maybe just because I didn't do many of them. Now, that's going back many years ago. So obviously, the more you're experienced, the easier it becomes. But there are challenges to it. You don't want to have 100 guests on and ask them all the same questions and different stuff. And I'm very happy and proud of the way this week went. I think the shows have been pretty good, and we've given you a bunch of different guests. We'll continue to do so. But Alderson was great. And he, I don't think his story is out there enough. Like, remember living through it in real time. He's an integral figure in the Mets in the last decade plus. Whether it be as a GM in the early 2010s, whatever year 2010 when he took over or whatever year it was, and then again coming back as the president under Steve Cohen, he's a and taking the Mets to the World Series and back to back postseasons, being the architect of the Lindor trade, who was leading to the Mets' success now, he's laid the foundation twice for this organization to have success. And by the way, a brilliant baseball man before that. The baseball maverick, even going back to the A's dynasties, which were one of my favorite teams growing up. I love those 80s Oakland A's. So, yeah, I could have done another whole hour with him. The reason why it came together and made me think about it was because I knew he was going to be in town for the David Wright ceremonies tomorrow. And initially, I was going to have him in studio, so we could have done an hour plus if he came in studio. But the only day he was available was Thursday, and we were at the Joe Torre event, which is why it had to be over the phone. And we had it for, 20 minutes or so. But Alderson was great. In case you missed it, go back on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.